Slide 1. Welcome to the Concepts of Processes and Process Analysis Unit. This unit is from the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component. In two parts, this unit covers the need for healthcare workflow analysis and redesign, the processes common in the healthcare setting, and the role of healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist. Slide 2. Tom DeMarco, an early pioneer and thought leader in process analysis, said in his 1979 book, Structured Analysis and System Specification, that procedure, like dance, resists description. One of the workforce rules described by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, ONC, is the Healthcare Workflow Analysis and Redesign Specialist. Using this analogy, individuals in process analysis and redesign jobs are experts at both describing the dance and at choreographing a better one. This curriculum component, over several units, covers the concepts of processes, process analysis, and process redesign, and provides the information and practice necessary to develop process analysis and redesign skills. Slide 3. Upon successful completion of this unit, you should be able to describe the purpose for process analysis and redesign in the clinical setting, and the role of a workflow process analyst and redesign specialist, and contrast it with other roles, such as technical support and implementation management. Explain how health process analysis and redesign and meaningful use are related. Analyze a healthcare scenario and identify the components of clinical workflow. Given a scenario of healthcare analysis and redesign, analyze the responsibilities of each participant in the process and how the roles complement or overlap with one another. And finally, describe how the workflow processes used by a healthcare facility might differ depending on the type of facility. Slide 4. The topics covered in Unit 1 of the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component include defining the role of healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist, related healthcare roles and responsibilities that analysts will encounter, Institute of Medicine, IOM, 6 quality areas, important characteristics of the clinical setting and clinical workflow, common healthcare processes, systems and systems thinking, levels of process maturity, CMMI, concepts and examples of process optimization, the goal of redesign, information technology in healthcare, meaningful use, and finally, overview of process analysis and redesign. Slide 5. Before we start, and in a way as an introduction, we will cover the following definitions: process, process analysis, process redesign, workflow, workflow analysis, data, information, and knowledge, and data and information flow. Slide 6. Merriam-Webster defines process as a series of actions or operations conducing to an end, especially a continuous operation or treatment. Similarly, the American Society for Quality, ASQ, defines process as a set of interrelated work activities characterized by a set of specific inputs and value-added tasks that make up a procedure for a set of specific outputs. The word procedure is related to process. ASQ defines a procedure as the steps in a process and how these steps are to be performed for the process to fulfill a customer's requirements, usually documented. Important characteristics of processes for our work are that processes have 1. Sequence or order, 2. Steps, also called activities, actions, operations, or tasks, 3. Inputs and outputs, and 4. Happen over and over, that is, are ongoing. For example, appointment scheduling is a common process in healthcare facilities. Slide 7. Merriam-Webster provides several definitions for the word analysis. The one most relevant for our work here is an examination of a complex process, its elements, and their relations, or a statement of such an analysis. So a process analysis is an examination of a process to understand its elements, such as steps and actions, and the relationships between them, including the order of steps, what things can be done in parallel versus sequentially, who or what performs the steps, and maybe where they are performed. However, because the goal of our analysis is to ultimately improve a process, we also look for things like gaps, lack of conformity with best practice, undue delays, redundancy, rework, and lack of efficiency. For us, the combination of 1. Understanding process elements and the relationships between them, and 2. Identification of opportunities for improvement comprise process analysis. Slide 8. Merriam-Webster defines redesign as to revise in appearance, function, or content. Process redesign, then, is the revision in appearance, function, or content of a process. Like process analysis, the ultimate goal for us is to improve the process. So for our work, process redesign is driven by the need to make a process better and introduce the electronic health record, EHR, into the process. A report published by the Institute of Medicine offers 6 key areas in which healthcare in general can be improved, and ultimately, these 6 areas discussed in detail later are our goal. For now, we will think of better as safer, more efficient, more convenient, less errors, and more cost-effective. In quality improvement, process redesign, also called process re-engineering, sometimes has the connotation of drastic and major changes expected to result in breakthrough improvements. The American Society for Quality defines process re-engineering as a strategy directed toward major rethinking and restructuring of a process, often referred to as the clean sheet of paper approach. This is in contrast to process improvement, which sometimes takes on the connotation of more incremental change, is defined more specifically by the American Society for Quality as the application of the plan, do, check, act cycle to processes to produce positive improvement and better meet the needs and expectations of customers. We will cover more about both of these different approaches in the unit on process redesign. Slide 9. The workflow topic on Wikipedia defines workflow as a pattern of activity enabled by a systematic organization of resources, defined roles and mass, energy, and information flows into a work process that can be documented and learned. The term workflow is used in the information technology and related fields to denote the interactions between human and machine in accomplishing a task. In everyday use, the terms workflow and process are used interchangeably. Workflow is often more specifically thought of as the flow or path of the work steps, that is, the way in which work progresses, including things like order of steps and selection between alternative steps. Like a process, a workflow has inputs and outputs, that is, resources, mass, energy, information, and the people or things that perform the steps or activity that comprise the work are considered. Slide 10. For our purposes in this class, workflow is an established business process describing how the tasks are done, by whom, in what order, and how quickly, as well as the coordination of tasks, data, and people to make a business process more efficient, effective, and adaptable to change. Thus, clinical workflow is an established clinical business process describing how the tasks in the healthcare setting are done, by whom, in what order, and how efficiently, as well as the coordination of the tasks, data, and people to make the workflow in the healthcare setting more efficient, effective, and adaptable to change. Slide 11. Like a process analysis, a workflow analysis is an examination of a workflow to understand its elements, steps, flow control, and the relationships between them, including the order of steps, what things can be done in parallel versus sequentially, who or what performs the steps, and maybe physically where they are performed. However, because the goal of our analysis is to ultimately improve a process, we also look for things like gaps with best practice, undue delays, redundancy, rework, and efficiency. For us, workflow and process analysis are interchangeable. The combination of 1, understanding workflow elements and the relationships between them, and 2, identification of opportunities for improvement comprise workflow analysis. Slide 12. Many different definitions for data, information, and knowledge exist. Many of these definitions conflict. Here we will briefly mention some of the more common definitions, and then we choose a set of definitions for use in this component. There are other equally valid choices. Data, according to Merriam-Webster, are 1, factual information, or 2, information in numerical form. Information in common use, Merriam-Webster, has definitions that encompass both data and knowledge. Other sources, such as Enrico Coria, think of information as aggregated data. These common use definitions overlap and thus are not specific for professionals that deal with data and information systems. Further, thinking of information as aggregated data overlooks meaning, and the degree of aggregation is relative. For our purposes here, we use definitions for data and information from the field of information science, the General Definition of Information, GDI, explained by Luciano Foridi in his 2005 paper, Semantic Concepts of Information. Data is a difference, for example, a colored dot on a white sheet of paper, or the number 78. More specifically, a putative fact regarding some difference or lack of uniformity within some context. Information is data plus meaning, for example, a heart rate of 78 beats per minute. Thus, we can think of knowledge, commonly defined as justified true belief, as information plus justification. Knowledge can be further divided into declarative knowledge and procedural knowledge. Declarative knowledge consists of facts, true assertions of who, what, when, where. Procedural knowledge is the true assertion of how. Following from the definition set that we adopt here, data are the numerical values and characters represented in computers as the presence or absence of electric or magnetic charge, that is, bits, that we collect, store, and exchange. Where we have done a good job of defining the data, we preserve the meaning and have information. Slide 13. Because of the different definitions in use, one person's data flow may be another person's information flow. What I am trying to say is that significant ambiguity is introduced due to the non-specific use of the terms data and information. Unfortunately, thinking on the topic has changed over time. For example, early work done in the 1960s and 70s uses the term data flow, but the term is used with respect to defined values, that is, data plus meaning in well-defined data systems. But today's thinking, and the General Definition of Information, GDI, the early work would be called information flow. For this component, to maintain consistency with the source material for given topics, we will give in to the vagaries of natural language and use the terms interchangeably. When we use the terms data flow and information flow, we mean the steps or path that the data takes through a work process or a system or some combination of both, including the order of steps and operations performed on the data or information. Slide 14. A workflow process analyst and redesign specialist uses knowledge and understanding of 2 key things: 1, an organization's objectives, structure, and procedures, and 2, how to use that information technology for the purpose of analyzing and making recommendations on improving how the organization or healthcare facility operates and achieves its goals. Slide 15. The role of healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist is one of 12 roles defined as necessary by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, to achieve meaningful use of health information technology using electronic health records, a goal for all Americans by 2014. This component covers material critical for the workflow analysis and redesign specialist role. Other roles, such as implementation specialist, will also benefit from this material. The description, expected background, and competencies for the role are provided in a supplemental handout sheet. Slide 16. Tom DeMarco, introduced earlier as a pioneer and thought leader in process analysis, likens process analysis to describing a dance. He adds further insight to the role of the process analyst by emphasizing the requirement of intensive communication of the role, and by describing the following three key communications challenges that process analysts face. The first is the natural difficulty in describing procedure. The second is the inappropriateness of narrative text for describing procedures. And finally, there is a lack of common language between the user and analyst. Slide 17. DeMarco further outlines process analysis skills helpful to overcome the challenges inherent in process analysis. These are knowledge of data and data system concepts, knowledge of clinical workflow concepts, and the ability to communicate these concepts. We added the ability to identify problem areas. Slide 18. If process analysis is describing the dance, process redesign is choreographing or planning a new dance. For us, the dance is the interaction between humans, information, and computers in the clinical setting. The key skill a process redesign specialist needs is the ability to combine, analyze, and synthesize the organizational knowledge, including knowledge of clinical workflow and technology, to create a better way. Slide 19. Why do we need to analyze and redesign the processes currently used in the healthcare organization? Why are we implementing health information technology in the clinical setting at all? A 1999 Institute of Medicine report estimated that 98,000 or more people die annually in the U.S. due to medical errors. This is more than die from motor vehicle accidents, breast cancer, or AIDS, and more than die from Alzheimer's, diabetes, or pneumonia. The 2001 report, Crossing the Quality Chasm, specifically listed five imperatives for increasing quality of healthcare in the United States. This list included re-engineered care processes, effective use of information technologies, knowledge and skills management, development of effective teams, and coordination of care across patient conditions, services, and sites of care over time. Most of these involve or depend on health IT. Process analysis and redesign is at the heart of increasing the quality of healthcare. As the great thought leader of quality, Edwards Deming, stated, "You can only elevate the individual performance by elevating that of the entire system." Thus, this effort is focused on the entire healthcare system. Slide 20. A process or workflow analyst combines understanding process elements and the relationships between them, and identification of opportunities for improvement, including the ways to leverage health IT. Unit 10-1-2 provides an overview of clinical workflow and ways in which health IT can be employed to improve healthcare. Slide 21. Crossing the Quality Chasm provided six aims and simple rules for redesign of healthcare. They are: care should be safe, as safe for patients in their healthcare facilities as in their homes. The science and evidence behind healthcare should be applied and served as the standard in the delivery of care. Care and service should be cost-effective, and waste should be removed from the system. Patients should experience no waits or delays in receiving service. The system of care should revolve around the patient, respect patient preferences, and put the patient in control. And unequal treatment should be a fact of the past. Disparities in care should be eradicated. Importantly, increasing the quality of care is our goal. Implementing technology is a way to achieve this goal. Slide 22. Meaningful use of EHRs is used to collectively describe those criteria established by the ARRA to qualify healthcare providers for the electronic health record incentives to be provided. The purpose of these incentives is to encourage the greater healthcare community to implement EHRs. The expectation is that the coordinated adoption of EHR use across healthcare providers will address the 5 established national health policy priorities. Slide 23. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, HITECH Act, Incentives and Assistance Program seeks to improve the performance of the U.S. healthcare system through meaningful use of EHRs to achieve 5 national healthcare goals. Improve quality, safety, and efficiency, and reduce health disparities. Engage patients and families. Improve healthcare coordination. Improve population and public health. And ensure adequate privacy and security protections for personal health information, PHI. Slide 24. Meaningful use of health IT includes the following things: data capture, data standards such as ICD, SNOMED, RxForm, and LOINC, effective clinical workflows, computer-based order entry, e-prescribing, clinical decision support, patient health information exchange, privacy and security, and EMAR, medication administration records. Slide 25. For providers to meet or successfully claim that they are using health IT meaningfully, they must achieve the requirements stated in the meaningful use rule. An example of such a requirement is greater than or equal to 80% of all orders directly entered by authorizing provider. Another example is greater than or equal to 75% of all permissible medication orders are electronically prescribed. A reference to the full criteria is given at the end of this unit. Slide 26. Meaningful use, MU, requirements get tougher each year. There are incentives in early years for those that achieve meaningful use, and in later years, there are penalties for not meeting it. The incentives are a fixed dollar amount for the initial years, while the penalties for not meeting the requirements are in the form of a several percentage point decrease in the reimbursement payments from the Center for Medicaid and Medicare, CMS, in later years. To a large hospital, this means millions of dollars. To small and large practices and healthcare facilities alike, the MU incentives considerably offset the cost of obtaining and implementing health IT. Slide 27. A qualified EHR is defined as an electronic record of health-related information on an individual that includes patient demographic and clinical health information, such as medical history and problem lists, and has the capacity to provide clinical decision support, support physician order entry, capture and query information relevant to healthcare quality, and exchange electronic health information with and integrate such information from other sources. An EHR module is defined in the final rule to mean any service, component, or combination thereof that can meet the requirements of at least one certification criterion adopted by the Secretary. Slide 28. Stage 1 of the meaningful use requirements lay the groundwork for what is planned to become a secure nationwide health information network with the purpose of improving the quality and safety of patient care and increasing the efficiency of the healthcare delivery system. The final rule defines certified EHR technology as 1. A complete EHR that meets the requirements included in the definition of a qualified EHR and has been tested and certified in accordance with the certification program established by the National Coordinator as having met all applicable certification criteria adopted by the Secretary, or 2, A combination of EHR modules in which each constituent EHR module of the combination has been tested and certified in accordance with the certification program established by the National Coordinator as having met all applicable certification criteria adopted by the Secretary, and the resultant combination also meets the requirements included in the definition of a qualified EHR. An EHR module is defined in the final rule to mean any service, component, or combination thereof that can meet the requirements of at least one certification criterion adopted by the Secretary. Slide 29. A qualified EHR is defined as an electronic record of health-related information on an individual that includes patient demographic and clinical health information, such as medical history and problem lists, and has the capacity to provide clinical decision support, support physician order entry, capture and query information relevant to healthcare quality, and exchange electronic health information with and integrate such information from other sources. In order to attain these levels of functionality and thus achieve meaningful use, eligible professionals and hospitals must adopt EHR systems which, at a minimum, adhere to the standards, implementation specifications, and certification criteria included in the final rule. The standards are organized into categories. 1. Vocabulary standards, that is, standardized nomenclatures and code sets used to describe clinical problems and procedures, medications, and allergies. 2. Content exchange standards, that is, standards used to share clinical information such as clinical summaries, prescriptions, and structured electronic documents. And 3. Transport standards, that is, standards used to establish a common, predictable, secure communication protocol between systems. Slide 30. This concludes the first of two lectures for the Concepts of Healthcare Processes and Process Analysis Unit. You may go on to the second lecture or stop and return to the second lecture at a later time. Slide 31. These references were used in this unit.